So the Newcastle Knights are prepping for season 2021, and I'm very pleased to be able to say this morning we're going to have a chat to Australian New South Wales and, of course, legendary former Newcastle Knight Danny Badiris. How are you this morning, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. Are you keen for season 2021 after everything that happened last year, just to get back on the field and see the boys running around again?
Yeah, it's last year under a new coach, new guy, Adam O'Brien. You know, it was definitely a tick. There's no doubt about that, coming, making the final for the first time since 2013. So, but that's never enough, is it? You can't be satisfied with just making the finals. You've got to make an imprint on there, and then you've also got to win it. So, they're working hard. It's been had some issues around the pre-season, there's no doubt. It's a bit of a distraction, but, I'm sure you'll see a very united front. Players will, big pre-season to finish off. Got one more trial, and, away they go. So, it's a very exciting year for 2020. Everyone at the night.
Danny, you would have been watching the bit of the pre-season training. How are some of the new blokes working out? Tyson Frizzell, for example, how's he looking?
Yeah, well, Tyson's just got here this week and he's very excited. I've been in that position myself where we've gone and started at a new club, and it does, it refreshes you. It's sort of, you have to sort of prove yourself to new players, and no matter what your reputation is, you feel like you've got to do that and start again a bit. So at this stage of his career, he's right up for the challenge, so it's exciting to see him come in. There's a couple of English imports, Bailey Hodgson and Dom Young. Dom Young, you might see a little bit of Dom. He's an outside back. Bailey Hodgson's an 18-year-old as well. That's not only 20, but very young guys that are supremely talented. So you might see a bit of those during the year. The guys are the regular guys. You know, Callum Palmer's coming off his shoulder. There's a lot of guys coming off injuries and surgeries, and the rehabilitation and how that's working. That's the big thing for us, is focusing on that and getting those guys back to full fitness.
Well, one of the most important players is the number 9 jersey that you know very well. What about Jaden Brayley? How's he looking after the injury?
Yeah, he's had a year of being a full-time trainer, Jaden. So he's trained so well and so hard. But probably if you were rushing him last year, you probably could have snuck him into that semi-final series somewhere. But the smart thing to do, being his age and being what sort of player we need him to be, didn't want to risk him and start him fresh for 2021. So he's been fit for a number of months, 100% fit. So he's obviously understanding that he'd be very keen to get out in that field.
Do you get excited yourself, Danny, watching the players prepping for a new season and think back to all those years ago when you were getting ready to pull on the red and blue?
Yeah, well, this year it's been really difficult in a lot of ways, obviously coming off a COVID year, and no one's ever done this, and a lot of these guys, I guess you could say, from you have a squad of 30, but after that squad of 30, you've got guys that you've got 6 development spots, so you could develop those guys, and some of those guys haven't played for 12 months, and then you've got a couple of training trialists as well that haven't played as well, so you've got 10 guys that are training at the moment that probably haven't played for 12 months of any sort of footy. So that's been interesting, watching that and watching the way they're sort of integrating within a full-time structure. But you see them go on their journey, and from where they start with their skin folds and their fitness and all that to where they finish, it's dramatic. So they work really hard, and that's what they're paid to do.
Are you glad you don't have to go through pre-season training anymore, mate?
I think it's the easiest, hardest time of the year. It's easy because you're not getting judged every weekend, and the hardest part is you're getting flogged every day. But you're getting paid to feel fit and be fit. So it's a pretty good lifestyle they got going on at the moment.
Well, looking forward to them all being fit and hitting the ground running in season 2020. Newcastle Knights legend Danny Badiris, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Much appreciated. No worries. Thank you.